Welcome to Mumfessions, the podcast that will normalise all of the challenges you experience as a mum. I'm Laura Guckian, motherhood coach, founder of Mind Mommy Coaching, and most importantly, mum of three. This podcast is unlike any other motherhood podcast because you will be my guest. Each week, I will invite you to share your mumfession, the stuff you feel or experience that you're not supposed to talk about as a mum. I am not only going to help you recognize you are not alone, but I will also give you the tools you need to navigate it. And this season of Mumfessions is going to be a little bit different because this new year, it's all about minding yourself so you can mind your children. I am going to be picking some of the most common Mumfessions that I hear and reminding you of how you can navigate these challenges so that you can be a happier and calmer mum. Before we begin, can I please ask you a massive favor? I want as many mums as possible to hear Mumfessions, and you can help me to do that by clicking the follow or subscribe button wherever you are listening. I also want to remind you that if you need any additional resources or support, please visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. Thank you to Vivio Jr. and BioCult for supporting Mumfessions. This new year, remember, mind yourself so you can mind your children. Vivio Jr. has been trusted by parents for over 40 years, offering tasty, kid-friendly nutritional supplements to support growth, immunity, and cognitive development. That's why we are big fans of it in my house. And for mums, BioCult, Ireland's number one live bacteria supplement brand, is here to help with immunity and digestive support. With 70% of your immune system in your gut, it's a great place to start. Together, Vivio Jr. and BioCult can help your family thrive this winter and beyond. Available at your local pharmacies or online. I have picked this Mumfession because this is my absolute biggest pet peeve in motherhood. And it's this massive pressure of the milestones and the massive pressure of all of the advice from the experts that our generation of mothers is the first generation that has access to all of this. And while that can be an amazing thing, it can also drive so much pressure to mother in the exact perfect way. And I have always said there is a massive gap for the ideal way to mother based on expert advice and our capacity to actually mother based on our unique circumstances and situations and support. So I picked this Mumfession to remind you again that the milestones, and I might get in trouble for this, really don't matter. We know this, that every child develops at their own pace, at their own time. And particularly if you are at maybe the early stages of motherhood now and you're going to your public health nurse or your public health check and you're feeling immense pressure because your child isn't standing up or they're not rolling over or they're not walking or they're not talking or any of those things. This is your little reminder that ditch the milestones. Ditch them and remind yourself that you and your child are on your unique journey together and they will meet the milestone. So reduce that pressure, reduce the shoulds, have a listen to this, and I hope it really helps. I have a Mumfession here that I am going to read out because this mom didn't want to share her voice, which is totally fine. So I am going to read it out and then let's talk about it because I think this one is definitely something that most of us can relate to. So let's get into it. My Mumfession is that I have seriously struggled with potty training my almost 3.5-year-old daughter, and we have had repeated potty regressions over the past 6+ months. I see you. It's me too. I hear this one. It's reached the point several times that I've been so overwhelmed that I've lost my temper and yelled at my daughter for having accidents, for which I have experienced immense guilt. Oh my goodness. To top it off, I am currently pregnant with our second child. My daughter doesn't know yet. Oh my goodness. And I've been having a lot of thoughts recently about not being cut out for motherhood and feeling completely terrified at the thought of having a second child. It feels like we are surrounded by parents of children who nailed potty training. And I have blamed myself every step of the way over how my daughter continues to struggle with it. I just think the honesty in this is lovely because I would love to know if you can relate to this in any way, the potty training or the pressure to meet the milestone seamlessly. Drop me a DM on Mind Mommy Coaching. I want to hear from you and I will share it then when this airs because I guarantee there's a lot of mothers out there that feel like this, going, why is my child not doing it as quickly as everyone else? Why did they not walk at this age? Why did they not crawl? I absolutely hated those public health checks where, you know, your child is put on, you know, this kind of graph of where they're performing against. And maybe because I'm out the other side where my children are autistic and I'm like, again, the rules just don't apply here. We're on our own milestones. But it was always for me this pressure of, oh my goodness, what if she's not crawling? What if she's not sitting up? What if this isn't happening? And just let that pressure go because you're doing your best, okay? So what can you do to try and navigate this? Let's look at the actions. So get out your pen and paper. And if you can relate to any part of this, let's work through it. The first step is, and I spoke about it a minute ago, the pressure. Where's this pressure coming from? Who said that potty training happens effortlessly in 3 days? Who said that? And I'm sure it is valid for lots of children, my first included. But who said that if that doesn't happen, you're doing it wrong? Who said that if you don't follow it to this exact path, you're a bad mother? Who said that? Show them to me. I want to have a chat with them because the pressure is too much. You are trying to potty train her while being pregnant, while being completely exhausted. Just figure out where this pressure came from. Is it a pressure you're putting on yourself or is it a should? Then the second action is I want to look at your reserves. I'm not even talking about potty training here. I'm not a potty training expert. I am talking about you and your reserves. What can you do to fill up your reserves a little bit? Okay. And again, we spoke about this in detail in season one, but if your reserves are depleted, you are not going to be best placed to support her, no matter what information you get from someone who's an expert in potty training. In order to deliver that and to support her through this, you need to be okay first. So filling up your reserves doesn't always mean rest. It could mean lowering that expectation you're placing on yourself, reducing the pressure, letting go of the shoulds, cutting some corners, turning off that little inner critic that's telling you that you're doing this wrong because she's not potty training. So that's the second thing. And then the third thing is just, is she ready? Like, what do you want to do? Maybe for you, the right thing to do is to pause this for now for a few weeks and come back to it. Like, where is the pressure coming to do it now? Okay. And the fourth thing is, if you feel you do need extra support with it, maybe from a potty training expert, and if you're listening and, you know, it's not potty training for you, it's something else, really ask yourself, do I need expert support? Can I reach out to someone? Because very often with mothers, in my experience, there's two barriers to us supporting our children. There is us, and I mean that in the nicest possible way, but us in the sense that we are depleted. And when we're depleted and our reserves are depleted, we don't have the capacity to reach our full potential as mothers. And the second thing is needing expert support or advice. I think they're the two things as mothers that always hold us back. And in my experience, it's normally the first one. It's ourselves. It's that we're so depleted, we cannot be there the way we need to be for our children. And it's this vicious circle, because the more we're not there, the more we're telling ourselves we're a crap mother. The more we're beating ourselves up, the more those reserves are being depleted in the background, the more we're reaching out for expert support, but we're wondering why it's not happening. It is because we don't have the capacity. And this is not to shame us or put blame on us. This is the total opposite. This is to be compassionate with yourself, to realize you are doing the absolute best you can. And maybe in this example, take the pressure off, stop potty training for a while and focus on you and building up your reserves and then come back to it. Because if you're okay, they're okay. And if you're feeling better, then it might just feel a little bit easier. I hope that has helped. And I hope that if anyone is listening, that pressure and expectation to do it a certain way is gone. Because, oh my goodness, there is nothing straightforward about motherhood or milestones or any of those things. And we all do it in our own time, at our own pace. Because remember, we all have very different support. This full episode is linked below in the podcast description, or you can search for season 2, episode 4. It also covers how to navigate gender equality with your partner and how to navigate being an autistic family. I want you to know that I am hosting a free event at the end of January, and I really, really want you to come along. So please hit the link in the podcast description below. And when I announce this event, I will make sure you are the very first person to receive a ticket. Thank you to Vivio Jr. and BioCult for supporting Mumfessions. This was an Insanity Studios production. The production manager was Charlotte Mason, and the production assistant was Abby Sandler.